With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Nancy Keenan says Democrats are coming out of the primary and headed into the general election season both excited and optimistic. Keenan is the executive director of the Montana Democratic Party. She says that Democratic candidates will focus on a handful of issues that she believes are key to voters.
Look, it's about a strong economy in Montana. It's protecting our public lands and making sure they're not sold off to the highest bidder, and making sure that we have quality education and a future for all Montanans to share in.
What sort of Democratic gains, if any, are you predicting in the legislature this year?
You know, it's going to depend. I think it's possible to pick up several seats in the House, and I think that's real doable this time around. And then I think on the Senate side, you know, we've got some seats to protect there, but opportunities that we'll take advantage of where I think that we can draw the contrast between what Democrats believe and share the values of Montanans versus what right now the Republican Party in Montana is very divided and I think split on what they really see moving forward with regard to their party.
You said that several seats in the House are doable. Specifically, care to mention any in particular, and why do you say that?
Just off the top of my head, possibly House District 28 up in Havre. Obviously, Lori Bishop out there in the Livingston area, House District 60 could be a pickup. I think Adrian Marks, who is running up in House District 92, Steve Mugley out in Miles City, and then Nick Davis out in Lolo. So there's some opportunities here that I think we have. We're just going to have to work hard.
Notice anything interesting from the Republican races yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. That some of the moderate Republicans that were taking on the more conservative side of their party did not win. It's important that moderate Republicans are elected. It's got to be a working majority that Democrats and Republicans come together to solve the problems that face Montana. And I think what we're seeing is more obstructionist Republicans possibly emerging after the primary, and that's going to make it tough to move an agenda forward if they're not willing to work with Democrats.
I noticed in the governor's race, Terry Nelson pulled in 23% in his what some are describing as his token race against Mr. Gianforte. What do you make of that, if anything?
Yeah, I think Mr. Gianforte is a little bit too far out there for some of the moderates in the Republican Party, and so I think they're looking for an alternative there. And again, it speaks to that party is not united, and that's a contrast with the Democratic Party. We are all on the same page with regard to how we have to work together, move forward.
You've been quoted as saying you're certain Montana Democrats will rally behind Secretary Clinton. Why did you say that when Senator Sanders won Montana yesterday?
We know that there's one goal here, and that is to beat Donald Trump. He's dangerous. I think he's unpredictable. I think it's a risk. And so I think Democrats will readily unite against somebody that is not prepared to be president.
You've been talking a lot about unity in the Democratic Party, and yet some will point to some major rifts even today in the Democratic Party. They point to some of the violence and threats at the Nevada convention. To them, what do you say?
I was not in Nevada. I can't speak to what happened down there, but I still believe that Democrats across the country are going to see there is a stark difference in having a Donald Trump presidency versus a Hillary Clinton presidency.
That's Nancy Keenan, executive director of the Montana Democratic Party. Democrats will hold their state convention this weekend in Helena to update their party platform and select 21 delegates to attend the Democratic National Convention in July. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.